Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for December 30th, that fall year of our Lord, 2016, Apology Center S. Thompson. I'm Adam Paulus. It's the Entertainment Earth podcast, and boy howdy, when you think a year couldn't get worse, you get proven wrong. I'll leave out all of the fun I'm having with my jaw right now. It's a lot of fun. And get on to the news, because you've probably heard it, and it ain't all good. This week at the box office, your number one movie was Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, $96.1 million. Sing was number two, $54.9 million. Passengers, number three, $22.6 million. Why Him, $15.5 million, number four. And Assassin's Creed, which is now being reported as one of the year's possibly biggest flops, $14.8 million. New this week, you can see Patterson, 20th Century Women, and other movies in limited release you probably won't go see. In the news, Rogue One passed the $600 million mark this week, and it probably passed $700 million by now, but who knows? It's doing fine. Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, George Michael, and Watership Down author Richard Adams are just some of the people who died this week. Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds have been the subject of some in-the-works documentaries for HBO. Carrie Fisher has also done a one-woman show for HBO, which will be rerun this weekend. And of course, for those who aren't too averse to non-spoilers, shooting for episode 8 has been completed. Carrie Fisher has shot stuff for it, so as long as they don't plan on doing reshoots, and maybe they will, who knows where it's going to go or where it would have gone originally. Because we're Star Wars fans, and that's how we think. But Carrie Fisher was super cool, one of the greatest talk show guests, great author. I got to see her at Star Wars Celebration 2 in 2002, and someday maybe I'll tell you the story, but it was a great experience waiting in line and seeing her interact with people at not her first convention appearance, but certainly one of the first ones I was able to attend where autographs were available. So, and Debbie Reynolds is awesome, and who doesn't like the Rabbit War of Watership Down? And George Michael, stories are coming out about that guy that I've never heard before. About, I guess the dude was super charitable. I just knew Wham and songs and stuff. So it's interesting what you hear as people exit, and unfortunately, you never have time to say stuff while they're here. So we'll miss them. And it's the 30th of December, so I assume the in memoriam reel is going to get a little bit longer between now and when the new calendars turn over, but we'll see. Let's completely have an inappropriate transition. On sale at Entertainment Earth! Since we were on the topic, save up to 95% on our year-end clearance. There's really no way to go from one topic to another that works well. Some items have sold out, we've added some more, and as of my writing this ad copy, we've got over 1,000 items up for grabs for as little as a dollar. We have, or have had, The Force Awakens Millennium Falcon for as low as 60, Fortress Maximus for 75, Victorion for the mid-60s. Boy, we had some other good ones too, and stuff just keeps coming and going, so if you want a deal on something, check our website. If you got nothing better to do, paw through the items, sort by company, theme, or collectible type to find out what kind of stuff you might be interested in. We've got so much stuff, I think you'll find something. I mean, I'm finding stuff. I bought it at full price. It's still great, but I could have had it for half price, so yeah. Anyway, check it out. In toy news, pictures of Throttlebot Chase, now named Roadburn, showed up for Transformers fans this week online. We don't have a release date. We also saw pictures of what? Now that's an unrelated thing. That's part of the ad copy in the wrong place. We added pins, Dorbs, action figures, Batman, Star Wars, Twilight Zone, Marvel, and more great items. So we're really organized today. But if it makes you feel any better, I got up before 5 in the morning because it felt like someone was hammering a nail into the top of my jaw. So that's a good time. We also received Mad Balls from Kid Robot. We have more coming. Mini ones are in stock now. Blind bags, keychains, and more. Big foam ones are $10, and they look great. We've got Oculus Orbis, Dustbrain, Skullface, and others. I was aware of these as a child. I didn't ever own any. I had some of the knockoffs. I also played through the Xbox 360 game a little bit a couple years ago, and that was pretty fun. So it's great to see the property still has legs despite not having legs. New arrivals this week include the Transformers Combiner Wars Deluxe Groove, which you might have remembered being released in May, but we never actually had it in stock until really now. We also received Rogue One 3¾-inch action figures Wave 3, available as a set or a case. If you want Bodhi Rook, this is where you get him. The Aliens Deluxe Queen and Power Loader Minimate set is in stock. We put up pre-orders for Rocko's Modern Life Super Deformed Rocko plush and a lot of other Nicktoons, including Real Monsters, Ickes and Crumb, and many, many more. Harry Arnold, all kinds of stuff. We also put up pre-orders for the Predator Ultimate Jungle Hunter 7-inch action figure. These are just some of the insane amount of product going up in the next 2 days if you are up late. And I mean probably East Coast time, I'm not entirely sure. Check our website at about a little after midnight. You're going to see some stuff. You're going to see some new stuff. You're going to see some new stuff you probably don't even know is coming out yet that is relevant to a great many of your interests. It spans some of the bigger properties that we sell from some of the bigger companies from which we sell. You probably can guess what I'm insinuating, so come back, check it out. It's a pretty good time. And that's it. I'm glad to see this year go away for many reasons. Granted, you know, there's some of the stuff that happens that'll stay with you forever. Some of the stuff will get better. And there's always new toys and movies and games and stuff on the horizon to look forward to. So there's always something. And we hope to be there with you, telling you about new and exciting things. Maybe selling you a couple. That's what we're here for. And we'll see you next time. Have a great New Year's. Have a safe New Year's Eve. Follow us on Twitter at NEarth if you're so inclined. And I'll see you next year.